This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Today is Election Day. Polls remain open till 8 o'clock tonight. Officials say if you're in line at 8 o'clock, you'll be able to vote. A number of races are on the ballot, including President, U.S. Senator, Congress, State House, and Senate, along with several other races. A heavy turnout is expected despite early voting. The Oshkosh Common Council will hold a public hearing tomorrow night on the proposed 2025 city budget. After two workshops last week, the council has decided to offer up a 1.2% decrease in the proposed tax levy for 2025. The proposed tax rate is $8.45 on valuation. The council wants to drop back to $8.12. That would lower the budget by better than $500,000 as compared to 2024. The budget hearing is set for 6 o'clock tomorrow night at City Hall. More people are working in Oshkosh. The latest stats show that 700 more people are working now as compared to last year at this time. The jobless rate, in fact, for Oshkosh has dipped all the way down to 2.6%. Page 2, Oshkosh police are investigating a Friday night shooting. It occurred in the 800 block of Oregon. A pedestrian fired shots at a vehicle but missed, striking another vehicle. No one was hurt in the incident. Our recent rains have lessened the fire danger throughout northeastern Wisconsin, and more rain is expected later this week. The Oshkosh Public Museum will celebrate 100 years this Friday night with their Toast to a Century, a sparkling celebration and benefit. Tickets are now available on the museum's website. The Oshkosh Area Humane Society is encouraging pet adoptions. The shelter says they have 236 cats and kittens, along with 34 dogs and puppies right now. There's also 20 other small animals available for adoption. At the recent Walk to End Alzheimer's had a record attendance this year. The group is only $4,100 away from reaching their goal of raising $78,000 this year. Fundraising continues through December the 31st. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh's football team remains number 9 in this week's D3.com football rankings. And the Wisconsin Herd are set to start their season. They'll be on the road Friday night. They open up against Iowa. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Now get out there and vote today.